I was prompted to write the emotive monologue that you have just heard, Johnny, Have You Got Your Wings, by events that happened some 60 years ago. Although the tide of World War II was starting to turn in favour of the Allies, bombs were still falling on Westminster, and almost a daily basis. Rationing made everyday life for those on the home front very hard. But despite the obvious threats, the West End of London was thriving, attracted Allied servicemen and civilians to let their hair down in cinemas, pubs, dance halls, and the area of Coventry Street was the centre of live entertainment, and located below ground level was the Café de Paris. It was the eat place to be seen to dance and dine. On the 8th of March 1941, after an 8-week bombing break, the Blitz had returned to London. It was Saturday night to 21:30. The band was playing Oh Johnny, Oh Johnny, and the cabaret girls were waiting for their call, and the guests began twirling when the first bomb hit. 250-kilo high-explosive bombs hit the Café de Paris. The first bomb killed all the members in the gallery above the legendary Ken, Snake Hip Johnson. Ironically, Snake Hip Johnson had just heard the news that his band had landed a regular deal to perform in the Café de Paris and was running through the blackout from the Embassy Club to the Café de Paris to inform the other members of the band when the bomb hit. The second bomb landed on the restaurant's crowded dance floor, exploded on impact. There were 34 casualties and over 100 people injured. The wounded were removed by ambulance and taxis, but hard to identify because much of their clothing was burnt. Among the broken instruments, chairs, all that was found was the tinsel shoes and the fur wraps, compacts and cigarette cases, small trinkets left behind by loved ones.